What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station tomorrow on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.
Are you caring for an aging loved one? Are you a senior searching for answers? Welcome to Senior Care Live, a program dedicated to you, providing information, education, and resources for seniors and their caregivers. And now, America's Senior Care Consultant, Steve Kuecker.
Hello and welcome to Senior Care Live. I'm Steve Kuecker, your senior care consultant, and I really appreciate you tuning in today. We have a wonderful program on tap with my friend and special guest in studio. He is Mr. Ben Socek. He's the owner of Home Downsizing Solutions. And Ben, welcome back to Senior Care Live.
Steve, great to be here again. And as always, hopefully I can impart some great information for your listeners today.
All right. You always do, Ben. And for our listeners, write this phone number down. If you're thinking about moving, you may need his services immediately, and maybe down the road, you're going to want this phone number, 855-291-5005. That's toll free, 855-291-5005. You could also visit his website. It is loaded with great information, homedownsizing.com, just like it sounds, homedownsizing.com. And Ben, I understand that you've recently worked, you've worked with several individuals wanting to sell their house, and you specialize in purchasing a house in an as-is condition.
That's correct, Steve. We do everything that we can to make it as easy as possible for a person that wants to sell a house and move to a new apartment, new smaller home, senior community, whatever that is. We try and make that process as smooth as possible, primarily with the real estate. But if we can be a facilitator to find other services, whether it be moving companies, junk removal companies, of course, we remove junk or stuff that people don't need anymore when you buy a house. But if there are other services that a person needs, we try and do everything that we can to be valuable so that they don't have to go looking elsewhere for those multiple types of services for everybody. That's correct.
Well, you almost turn into you have to know a lot of things about a lot of stuff. And if someone is in a position where maybe they've lived in the home for, several decades, 20, 30 years plus, there's so much that you need to do. And like you said, you have movers, you have people who can pack your stuff up, you have estate sales, you need to just get rid of stuff.
That's correct.
And there's just so much to do. And it's just really, really a helpful and important service. So I understand that you've worked recently with a couple of interesting clients.
That's correct. One individual that we've worked with in the last couple of months that I wanted to point out, I'll step back a little bit here. I think the perception is a company like mine that is a cash home buying company only work with people that are desperate, that are in financial distress or other deep distress.
Yep.
That is forcing them to sell a house at what a lot of people perceive is probably below market value, what other people would call market value.
Mm-hmm.
And this one individual in particular, a professional, actually in the psychology field.
Okay.
So he definitely is probably smarter than I am, most definitely, and probably thinks he's smarter than a lot of people.
Yeah.
But in that field, and he had a house that he'd owned for a while, and it needed some cosmetic updating, but was in a nice area of town, not that bad a condition. But he just did not want to be disturbed by people coming through his house.
Yep.
Since he met virtually with patients, so he did not want to be showing his house at inopportune times. He didn't want to do the work to get the house into a more show-ready condition.
Yep.
And he was very private. In general, whenever he tried to call me, his number would never show up on the phone.
Okay. Yeah. Right.
So until he was ready to meet with me, I had no idea who I was talking to or anything else. But met with the gentleman, went through his house, made him an offer while we were, well, I was at the house. And he said, well, I have a couple other companies coming, so I'll let you know.
Okay.
And followed up with him within the next day. And he said, well, can you come up to Y price versus the number that you gave me? And I said, I really can't. I said, that is my best offer. And he said, well, okay, that's too bad because I have another company that's offering more.
Okay.
And I said, well, as long as, you know, they're doing all the things that I said that I would do, that you're comparing equal companies, I said, if I were you, I'd probably go with them too. And so that's what he initially did. And a week later, I got a call back from him.
Oh, boy.
Saying,
here it comes.
Saying, are you still interested in buying the house? And I said, sure. And so we went ahead and bought the house.
And what happened? Yeah.
And one of the things that he wanted is, since he was moving out of town and didn't know when his new place was going to be ready, he wanted at least 4 weeks, potentially more, to stay in the house. And I said, that's fine. We can work out an agreement that would do that.
Yep.
So after everything was done, I asked him, what was it that caused you to come back to do business with me because you had, you know, chosen a different company?
Mm-hmm.
And he said, you know, and he pointed out again that he was in the psychology field and that nobody's going to pull one over on him.
Right.
The company had promised him a certain amount. And within a few days, they came back and said, you know, we have some other things going on. We'd only be able to pay you X instead of Y.
Oh.
And
so here come the shenanigans.
Correct. Or whatever they were doing, I don't know.
Yeah, yeah.
And apparently, a couple days later, they came back again and said, we can pay you what we originally agreed to pay you.
Mm-mm.
And so this person, with all these things, oddities happening around the transaction, he said, you know, I don't want to have anything to do with you.
Yep.
And so he came back to me.
That's
and
good
said,
call. That's good call.
Yeah. And so he came back to me and said, how soon can you close?
Mm.
And so we closed in a few days. He had most of his proceeds, a little bit in escrow, and then he was able to make that transition to his new home. And he ended up staying at the house for 6 or 7 weeks instead of the original 4, but we accommodated whatever he needed to do. So that's one of those situations where I feel pretty good about, we're not always the highest or promised the most money, but I've always tried to do what I said I was going to do.
Well, you keep your word. You're an honest person. You are a veteran. You're one of the most stand-up individuals that I have ever had the privilege to know and meet and work with. And you're such a good fit on the show because this show is about integrity and authenticity and doing the right thing. So he comes back and he's trying to say, well, you know, will you do this? Well, no, I gave you my best offer first. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, how many times have we all worked with someone and they said, well, we'll sell it to you for that. And well, no, that's not going to work for me. We walk away. Well, no, I can sell it to you for that. And you're like, why didn't you offer that to me the first time? Mm-hmm. So then there's a blow to your integrity. And it's, for me, that's important. Some people, maybe it's less important. For me, it's very important.
Correct. And I as well, but that talking to someone like he was a professional that didn't have to do anything with a cash home buyer. He certainly could have just moved and sold his house in a conventional manner, but he chose to do business with me ultimately because he trusted me, he liked the benefits, and it accomplished what he wanted to accomplish.
Well, and like you said, he's a private person, and the work that he does, he cannot be interrupted with a realtor. Is nothing against realtors, but you know, sometimes you get a 5-minute phone call. Hey, I've got a hot lead. Somebody needs to move. We're going to be there in 5 minutes. They can't just bust into his house because he's doing virtual meetings with people needing psychological support, mm-hmm. Psychiatry or from a psychologist, whatever it was. And so you can't do that. And he also valued the privacy or the lack of an invasion of privacy. Because when you sell your house in traditional means, and again, sometimes that's the right call for sure. But you know, last time I did that, our kids were little and I swore to goodness I would never do it again because we got a lot of those calls and I was appreciative that someone was interested in the house, but we had to round up all the kids. You could never relax because someone could be coming over at any time. That got on my nerves. And then I didn't like total strangers walking around my house. I did not really care for that.
Correct. And that we've encountered that a number of times, especially when a person's been in their home a long time. And I'm not saying this happens often, but I know that it has happened in the past where a person's medications will disappear.
Yep. Yep.
There's no way that an agent, I mean, hopefully they are doing a good job in screening people to make sure that they can actually buy the house before they get in the house.
Yeah. Yeah.
But, you know, if a person cares about that, that is a value to some people.
Absolutely. If this is resonating with you, you think that, you know, selling your home as is for cash, you do it quickly, you can stay in the home even after closing. Okay, if that's your situation, reach out to Ben Socek with Home Downsizing Solutions at 855-291-5005 or online at homedownsizing.com. And now the Senior Care Live question of the week. If you're selling your house and it needs a number of updates and repairs, it's always best to do at least something to improve the condition of the house. Is that statement true or false? What do you think?
You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information, visit SeniorCareLive.com. We'll have more with Steve coming up next.
Now back to the Senior Care Live question of the week. If you're selling your house and it needs a number of updates and repairs, it's always best to do at least something to improve the condition of the house. Is that statement true or false? And the answer is false. The answer is false. Or Ben said mostly false. So, Ben, why is that statement false?
Yes, Steve. It's one of those things, a question that I get answered or asked a lot. Is should I do some things to the house to improve some things or just sell as is? And I've learned this lesson myself recently in that, I mean, obviously if you clean things up, take care of landscaping, do some nice things, it's not going to hurt anything.
Sure.
But in general, if a person says, you know, I'm going to paint, put new carpet, floor coverings down, but not do anything about the 30 or 40 year old bathroom or kitchen, things like that.
Uh-huh.
What my response is typically is either do everything to make the house as nice looking as you can, including new lighting, new electrical plates, things like that,
for
plugins, or do nothing.
Yep.
Because what will typically happen that I found is if you do some of the things, then a retail buyer is going to come into the house and their eyes are automatically going to be drawn to the things you haven't done.
Yep.
And depending on the market, they might put up with that or they might just turn around and go to the next house.
I think the market is still definitely hot enough, even though the interest rates are higher than they were, you know, a few years back. And they're coming down just a tiny bit. But I think the market is still hot enough to where they're going to see the 40-year-old bathroom and the pink, the pink, you know, water fixture and the pink toilet or the yellow, whatever it is, right? And they're going to go, no, I don't think so. They're either going to expect the thing to be updated and kind of move in ready or not.
Correct.
Yeah.
That is correct. So that's my answer to mostly false for that.
Don't waste your time and your money. Do it all or do none of it.
That's right. Steve,
yeah.
Sorry to interrupt you.
Yeah,
but
no, sorry.
If I could, I've learned recently that the show is in the Pensacola, Florida market.
Yes, sir. We're on three different stations down in the Pensacola area.
That is great. It's some of my old stomping ground where I went to my military schools at.
Okay, yeah.
And also have some friends that are there.
Yeah.
And so I'd like to give a little shout out to Grace and Gary.
Yeah, yeah, okay.
And their family. And hope they're doing well and hope they're listening this week.
Hey, Grace and Gary, hope you're having a great summer. I'm jealous that you live in Florida. So how about that? But yeah, shout out to Grace and Gary and your family. Let's hope they're listening. So give them a call, give them a heads up and let them know they're famous now.
That's right.
They made the radio. This is Ben Socek with Home Downsizing Solutions at 855-291-5005 or online at homedownsizing.com. And Ben, I don't want to just pass by too quickly on something that is very routine for you, but I don't think it's a routine thing. Having someone sell their home, sell their house as is for cash, but then with you, with Home Downsizing Solutions, if there's a timing issue, like the last gentleman you talked about, you allow them to stay in the home even after it's sold.
That's correct. That's one of the biggest benefits that we've offered for years, but I think is one of the biggest benefits that people really appreciate is because it eliminates that catch-22 of, especially if a person's moving into a senior community, that they may not know when their apartment's going to be ready exactly, or when, you know, move-out occurs that they can then move in. And so they want to sell the house. They know that they want to move to the community, but they don't want to sell the house because they don't want to be kicked out of the house.
Yeah.
Have to go to somewhere interim before they can move to their ultimate place that they're looking to move to. And they also don't want to move out and leave and be responsible for a vacant house just because they can move into the community. So it's kind of a catch-22 that we can eliminate for them.
If that's resonating with you, I guarantee that perked up a lot of ears out there. 855-291-5005 or online at homedownsizing.com. And Ben, understand that you worked with another client recently, and it sounds like a pretty interesting story.
Correct. Again, it's a situation where I think people perceive that a company like mine only work with someone that has to sell, you know, the houses in disrepair, things like that. And this other, actually two instances of it, of working with people this past month or two, where they had nice houses. They didn't have to sell to a cash home buyer, but again, they saw the benefits and valued the benefits that we offer in that they didn't want to not know when their house is going to sell. They didn't want to depend on a person qualifying and closing on a loan. They didn't want people in the house. The houses both needed some cosmetics, but especially in one situation, not much.
Yeah.
She just didn't want the unknowns and the hassles of potential hassles of a traditional sale. And the other thing is, instead of just a cash offer, they chose to take an offer from me where we're basically turning their house into monthly payments.
Okay.
Into an income stream for them.
Okay.
Their houses were paid off. So instead of taking a certain amount of money for cash, we're able to pay more for the house overall if it's easy for us to buy the house. So they're getting a higher price for the house, and it's turning that equity into a monthly income stream. And so that's something else that we can do for people.
That sounds amazing. And I know that perked up some ears out there as well. Give Ben a call. If you have questions on, you know, how does that work? Do you think it would work with my home? And let's get into some of the details. Give him a call. He'll explain it to you. 855-291-5005. That's 855-291-5005 or online at homedownsizing.com. And Ben, you still have your stress-free home downsizing book. It's a senior's guide to selling your house and simplifying your life. That's an excellent book. Where can folks find that book?
People can just go to homedownsizing.com and go under the resources tab.
Okay.
And otherwise, I think the homedownsizingworkbook.com URL will get you to the same place. And so all of that information is free. I try and provide as much education as I can for people. And also, just as a reminder, my company doesn't just buy houses in Kansas City and Lincoln and Omaha, Nebraska, but we can offer home buying services elsewhere, even in Pensacola, Florida.
There we go. There we go. And this program is heard, 67 different radio stations in 29 different states. So don't be shy. Reach out to Ben Socek, Home Downsizing Solutions, 855-291-5005, online at homedownsizing.com.
That's correct.
And Ben, thanks so much for being here today. And it's amazing that you're breaking the mold. You're breaking that stereotype of, oh, you have to be desperate to find. It's just not true. You've been able to help recently some quality situations where they wanted the convenience of that and all the other issues that you had talked about. So that's fantastic.
That's correct. We just like saying that we're the easy button. If you're just looking for an easy way, press the easy button, call us, and we will do our best to provide the greatest service that we can for you.
Excellent, excellent. All right. Well, thank you, Ben, and we'll have more coming right up.
You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. Have a question? Visit SeniorCareLive.com. Stick around. We'll have more with Steve coming up next.
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station tomorrow on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.
Welcome back. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For podcasts of the program, visit SeniorCareLive.com or wherever you get your podcasts. All right, so we have another guest on the program today. I'm really excited to visit with this gentleman, Zach Cram. He's a doctor of physical therapy, so he knows what he's talking about. He's also the president of Rehab Strategies. And Zach, welcome to Senior Care Live.
Thank you. Thank you guys for having me. I really appreciate it.
You bet. You bet. So if you have questions for Zach, here's the phone number. Write it down. 317-412-6059. That's 317-412-6059. You could go online at thestrategies.net. Thestrategies.net. And Zach, you're a doctor of physical therapy, so I definitely know what you're talking about. I've been wanting to talk a lot more about rehab on the show, so I'm really glad you're here today. Tell us about Rehab Strategies and what y'all do with your company.
Yeah, sure. So Rehab Strategies is a family-owned, therapist-owned provider of physical, occupational, and therapy services. And our niche is kind of partnering with skilled nursing, assisted living, and long-term care settings to provide the therapy services in those facilities. We offer contract management opportunities, but what we prefer to focus on is doing the full management of the contract, where we actually hire the staff and supply that to your facility. And we take all the headaches of therapy services away from anything in the facility so that the people who run the facility can focus on, you know, everything that they have to do. And you guys bring us in to kind of run therapy and just make sure that you guys are getting the outcomes and the services that you need. And in order to give, you know, your patients the highest quality of life, get them back in the swing of things that they were prior to whatever injury or deficit they're dealing with, but also help your facility turn a better profit and generate more revenue on therapy services.
Well, it makes sense to bring in a specialist to offer a specialized service. That's for sure. You don't have to reinvent the wheel and figure it all out. So that sounds really good. When did you start all of this?
Rehab Strategies was actually started by my dad, Ron Cram, who's a physical therapist as well, back in 2006. And he started it with just himself and a partner, and they were just a couple therapists that kind of sapped themselves out to different nursing homes and skilled nursing facilities. And then it started growing. So we're located in Indianapolis, and it started here in Indianapolis, like I said, with just like one or two contracts. I became a therapist in 2018 and have been kind of taking the reins since then. And since 2006 to now, we've actually expanded into Indiana and Ohio and have gone from just one or two contracts. And now we have just under 20 skilled nursing facilities that we partner with across the Midwest that we currently service in present day.
And you started with two therapists and now you're nearly 200 therapists.
Yeah.
That's awesome. Well, that tells me you're doing a great job. Otherwise, you're not going to be growing like that. So that's fantastic.
Yeah.
What makes Rehab Strategies different?
Well, Rehab Strategy is a little bit different in the fact that, you know, with PDPM, when that came into play a few years back, we knew as a therapy provider that therapy, the landscape of therapy in skilled nursing and long-term care was going to shift. And so we had a little bit of forefront into, you know, what that would look like. And a lot of the large chains and the national providers with PDPM have found ways to cut corners, cut down the amount of minutes they're supplying to their patients in these facilities, which leads to worse outcomes and less reimbursement that the facilities are able to get because they have lower quality measures and readmission rates are going through the roof. What Rehab Strategies did was we looked at what patients actually needed, what they really needed under RUGs, and we came up with a scheduling matrix for our short-term rehab patients that we actually supply at least the same amount of number of minutes as we were doing on RUGs for these patients, if not more. So we've done a case study where we looked at a large national chain, and they're providing about 30 minutes of therapy per discipline 5 days a week. What Rehab Strategies does with our scheduling matrix is it takes into account these patients' diagnoses, their payer source, you know, everything like that, and gives us a scheduling matrix that pops out a number. And what we found with that is we schedule our patients anywhere from 48 to 72 minutes per discipline per 5 days. So our big thing is we're still providing RUGS level therapy, but not charging the facilities a RUGS level price. We're doing it, we're making it work with PDPM, but the patients are getting a lot more therapy services in the facilities that we partner with.
So what is PDPM?
PDPM is the new payment system, essentially what it is for skilled nursing facilities. RUGS used to be a payment system where therapy drove the payment. So the more therapy you did per day, the more reimbursement your facility got. In 2018, 2019-ish, kind of during COVID, right before COVID started, PDPM was inserted. And what this did was it put how nursing homes get reimbursed onto the nursing side of things. So therapy was now just rolled into that. So therapy doesn't necessarily drive the reimbursement of skilled nursing facilities anymore.
Okay. Yep. And it all gets very complicated real fast. So,
yeah.
And I'm assuming that you have full-time staff that are consistent at each of these communities so that you kind of know what to expect.
Yeah. So the other thing that we do a little bit differently, again, a lot of these large chains are just kind of having spread out therapists that cover a bunch of different facilities to get the bare minimum seen. Because of PDPM, there's really not a minimum that we have to treat anymore. So these large companies are kind of taking advantage of that and just running the same therapist in six or seven different buildings a day to kind of get that bare minimum and just see and say that they saw patients. What we do at Rehab Strategies, we actually craft a full team that's going to be a part of your facility. It's going to be a part of your culture, and it's going to be the team members that you know are going to be there day in and day out, all day long, so that your facility, your staff, your patients, and their family members all know who to talk to about therapy services, and we're going to be on site there being the team that you guys count on. So we pride ourselves in not having to run staff over different buildings. And part of that is we're allowed more minutes to see, so our staff has more time in the building to kind of build up that caseload and make a case for themselves being in one building.
Well, that makes sense. And I understand that you're able to offer, you know, high quality therapy in rural settings.
Yeah, so that's kind of been our key, kind of our niche that we've been working on really intently. Pretty much almost all 20 of our facilities that we partner with are all in very rural settings. And almost all of them brought us in when they did because they were having staffing issues. What we do as a small therapy-owned therapist-owned company is we really work on building therapist networks in all corners of the state, in Indiana and Ohio where we're at. And what we do is we talk to people that are actually in the communities that we work with to get therapy staff on board. Even if we don't use them all the time, we want to have those people in those areas where we can call on them when we need help. A lot of these national chains and the big companies use large national staffing agencies and things like that, where they're having people move in for a couple weeks and then they go to Hawaii for the next couple weeks and they bounce around, where we really focus on building the relationship in the community with the therapists that actually live and work around the facility that you have.
Well, the quality there would outshine another situation where they're moving people in and out and then using supplemental staffing themselves. Zach, tell us briefly, because we're coming up on a break, explain when rehab therapy is paid for by Medicare.
So yeah, with Rehab Strategy, again, we partner with skilled nursing and long-term care facilities. And typically in those, if you have traditional Medicare, we're either going to see you under Part A or Part B benefits. Part A is traditional skilled therapy with the goal of going home. That's technically inpatient therapy. So you're in the facility to do therapy and get better and go to a different level of care, whether that be home or an assisted living. In order to get Part A therapy, what you have to do is you have to have a 3-night qualifying hospital stay. And once you do, then you come into the facility and everything therapy-wise is covered under Part A therapy, Part A benefits. With that being said, you have up to 100 days on that. However, with the current landscape of insurance, is a lot of times people don't get that full time. So a lot of times people stay in the facility longer than just their allotment of Part A benefit.
That makes sense.
So when that happens, we can switch someone to Part B therapy. Part B therapy is for outpatient settings, assisted livings, or long-term care facilities where someone either ran out of their Part A stay or they're just a long-term care patient that has Part B benefits and they can get therapy services as a long-term care resident, not necessarily with the intensity of going back home.
That makes sense. And Zach, hold on. And right after the break, I want to continue that conversation. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. To contact Steve or a guest on his show, visit SeniorCareLive.com. We'll have more coming up.
And today we're visiting with Zach Cram. He's a doctor of physical therapy and president of Rehab Strategies. And if any of that got your attention, I know it did. It probably resonated with many people. Here's his phone number. Give him a call, 317-412-6059. We're online at thestrategies.net, thestrategies.net. And if you are a skilled nursing facility, you have long-term care, and you're looking for maybe a new rehab partner, reach out to Zach, and you never know, that might work out to be a great partnership. And Zach, we talked about Part A benefits, Part B benefits for rehab therapy. What's the difference? I don't think very many people understand this. What's the difference between acute rehab and rehab provided in the long-term care setting?
Sure. Yeah. So most skilled nursing facilities that we partner with have both, both a skilled unit and an acute rehab unit and long-term care residents that call that facility home. The big difference is with the acute rehab, we're typically, it's a little more intense. We're doing longer treatments. We're doing more days of the week. And we're really working, you know, every aspect to get this person back to a level that they can get to where they were either previously, whether it be an AL or at home independently or living with family. In the long-term rehab, we're pretty much looking at, trying to keep these people in place so they're not having a functional decline where they would have to go down a step of care. But also B, just keeping our current residents healthy, keeping them out of the hospital, keeping tabs on them to make sure they're as strong as they possibly can be so that staff doesn't have a huge burden of taking care of them, and just keeping them as independent as possible within our, within the facilities that we partner with.
Okay, excellent. Mr. Zach Cram, he's a doctor of physical therapy and president of Rehab Strategies at 317-412-6059. We're online at thestrategies.net. And Zach, it doesn't end with Rehab Strategies.
Yeah.
I think over the year, there's been an evolution, and you had kind of referred to it earlier, that with your dad's efforts, and this has led to ownership of some long-term care communities. And you call that Care Strategies. Is that correct?
That's correct. Yeah, rehab. So we did it a little bit backwards than most than most people do. Most nursing home owners or skilled nursing facility owners kind of start in the skilled nursing world and then bring vendors in-house and try to do everything on their own with pharmacy, therapy, things like that. What we did was we got so comfortable with being in skilled nursing facilities as the therapy provider, and we were in them all the time and just doing all types of things, not just therapy, but partnerships and different events and things like that, that we felt like we could really, you know, do a good job and provide great care as clinicians owning a skilled nursing facility in, or chain of facilities. So back in 2020, Rehab Strategies sort of expanded into buying and purchasing skilled nursing facilities. And so now we have a chain of five facilities that we actually own ourselves throughout Indiana. And we obviously provide the rehab, you know, the therapy services there with Rehab Strategies. But we actually own and operate all five of these facilities and every aspect that goes with them.
So I love that. Clinician owned. Anytime it's clinician owned, I think that's just a I just think it's a built in immediate competitive advantage. Family operated. I love that. I could not love that more.
Yeah.
and it's fantastic. So and good timing, right? You did this right before COVID, and then COVID happens. You're like, oh, yep, man, what did we do?
Yep, absolutely. And you touched on it. Clinician owned, you know, I'm a therapist. My wife's an occupational therapist, and she's very involved in all of our companies. My brother is an HFA, and he also has his MBA, and he is our CFO of all the different companies. And then, like I said, my dad is a PT at trade and kind of started all this. And it's just kind of grown from, like I said, two therapists with Rehab Strategies, up to owning and operating five facilities and having 20 therapy contracts. So.
Yep, and nearly 200 therapists, started all from two. That's fantastic. Where are all of your skilled nursing facilities located?
Yeah, so we have, again, they're pretty rural throughout Indiana. Again, we have five of them. We have two facilities located in Muncie, Indiana, one called Cardinal Care and one called Brookside Care Strategies. Brookside Care is a mental health and behavioral heavy facility, and Cardinal Care is long-term care, skilled nursing, short-term rehab, traditional SNF facility.
All right, so let's back up a minute. So you have a mental health and behavioral health facility, and you're offering rehab therapy there. That's not the same approach as you would use in a traditional geriatric care setting. Is that correct?
Correct. Yes, it's quite a bit different. A lot of the patients in that particular facility are younger and not, and you know, a lot of them don't have a whole lot of physical impairments. Now, they do have a lot of safety impairments, so it's a lot of training on safety awareness and functional mobility and things like that, and taking care of themselves with OT, you know, daily activities like showering, getting dressed, a lot more things like that that at that facility that play into the cognitive aspect of therapy.
I would think you'd have to have a lot more patience, and I mean patience as in
yes,
being patient, not a
absolutely
patient, in a mental health type of facility, because God bless them,
yep,
you know, they've got these cognitive issues. And so you probably have to maybe take some different approaches there. And I really appreciate the, I guess, the flexibility, and you're able to do, you know, to offer your excellent rehab services for a completely different clientele. That's pretty talented. That's fantastic.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And then we do have three facilities in Southern Indiana, two in Lagodi, which is kind of close to French Lick, Indiana, if anyone's heard of that before. They're very rural, but
Larry Bird area, right? I think
exactly.
I've heard of that guy somewhere. I don't know.
Sycamore Care Strategies is a long-term care facility that also has skilled nursing and short-term rehab. But that facility also specializes in dementia. We're dementia certified there, so it's a fully locked facility, and we specialize in that, which is kind of unique for the rural Southern Indiana area.
And that's a different lane right there too. Now we have dementia, dementia care with your, and that's even a different approach. So that's great.
And then Poplar Care Strategies is a traditional SNF, again in Lagodi, Indiana, and we have a huge therapy gym there, and it's really focused on short-term rehab to home patients, plus our long-term care and skilled nursing folks there. And then the fifth facility we have is located in Vincennes, Indiana, and it's called Gentle Care Strategies. And it's a smaller facility that specializes in rehab to home and long-term care as well.
That's excellent. Zach Cram, he's a doctor of physical therapy and president of Rehab Strategies. If this is resonating with you, if you want more information, maybe to partner up with Rehab Strategies, give Zach a call at 317-412-6059 or online at thestrategies.net. And Zach, thanks so much for being on the program. Keep up the great work.
Absolutely. Thank you guys for having me. I appreciate it.
You bet. And I'm Steve Kuecker, and I wish you grace and peace. May God bless you and your family on this day and always. Join me next week right here on Senior Care Live.
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station tomorrow on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.